So for this session, we are going to talk about the one true church. We know that the church is the body of Christ. And the Bible also says the church is like the wife of Christ. So we find that the emergence, obviously, the coming to existence, obviously, is what is predicted in the Old Testament scriptures.
Okay, now, so we're going to
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go through some passages with you. To confirm that there are actually two periods of time in which the church will
emerge.
We know that the emergent obviously is planned by God. That's why you find that the coming to the existence, the coming to existence of the church is not done by men. Alright, now what I want you to do is to turn to this Ezekiel.
Now tuman kwai muri Ezekiel.
You turn to Ezekiel.
Mune muri bukia Ezekiel.
Now the first part of Ezekiel 8 to 9, 8 to 10, talks about the first temple.
Chapter 8, verse 10, Ilanda Pamulan Dwarukhtalok Vailapo.
We find that these chapters talk about how the first temple or the people within who worship God had turned corrupt.
Chapters 2, Yalelanda. Abantu awale pepalesa efyova biri wike nokupepa nokana pepalesa wabo.
In fact, we were told that there was a seat of the image of jealousy.
Mwari uruboto lwakalumwa.
So this seat of jealousy actually is like idol that has taken the place of God. I want you to read this first Thessalonians. Sorry, second Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians. Second Thessalonians chapter 2.
In chapter 2. Vena Thessalonica wa chiviri chapter 2.
We read verse 3.
Velengumkana verse 3.
Chapter 2 verse 3.
Chapter 2 verse 3.
Let no one deceive you by any means, for that day will not come unless the falling away comes first, and the man of sin reveal the son of perdition.
Mweleka umuntu amewe penanguni kumusangonse pantu te tikube ichi kano usangu wabalilepo ukwisa nokusokololwa muntu wa bulumushi mwana waboni.
In verse 4 he says that he opposes and exalts himself above that is called God and that is worship, so that he sits as God in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God.
Verse 4 galetira ukanya nokwisansabika pamo ichishi munwa musango wakuti aikala mwitemperele ya kwalesa ale itungo kuti alinilesa.
Here he talks about this son of perdition, the lawless one that will sit in in the temple of God.
Ati uyu muntu usha uwa kuitutu muno yu ushu muno ake karamui tempere ya kwalesa.
Paul was predicting that, you know, like, you know, the church, the temple of God, you know, would become corrupt.
Paulo ale sovela kutatulu kutalo wa kwalesa mshisan shiku.
In fact, this is similar to what Ezekiel has said. Although the immediate background of Ezekiel is, you know, is the corruption of the nation of Israel. But we know that every prophetic book, you know, point to the future. So when we read
Ezekiel,
we find that eventually God left the church, I mean the temple, the glory of God, the Shekinah glory of God left.
Shekinah glory,
from one level to
another.
Eventually, you know, the glory left the church altogether. So when that happened, you find a slaughter that began. So those who do not have the mark of God, they were all slaughtered. To be slaughtered again, I can be looked at that, in two ways. Contextually speaking, you find that the protection of God was lifted away from the immediate, you know, listeners. That's why all the leaders within the temple, beginning from elders, the elders were killed. We also find that when you look at it in a prophetic sense, you know, when slaughter begins, it means that the souls were destroyed. Now you can imagine if the presence of God and the Spirit of God departs from the church. Surely we find that Satan would come in and to cause a lot of havoc to the church. Now, when you come to us, Ezekiel chapter 43, actually from chapter 40 onwards, there it says that a new city and a new temple that was seen by Ezekiel in a vision.
Chapter 14.
So, you know, Ezekiel was asked to look at this temple from a very high mountain.
Right?
So this is the church. So the temple structure was clearly shown to
Ezekiel.
So we know that this is only the temple in the vision. It's like, you know, it was not built in the time of the Old Testament, rather it points to the, you know, the future.
I'm going to
look at verse chapter 43.
We read verse 3.
Chapter 43, verse 2. Chapter 43, verse 2.
Chapter 43, verse 2.
Now, and behold, the glory of the God of Israel came from the way of the east. His voice was like the sound of many waters, and the earth shone with his glory.
Kabiri munene kukacha kwa lesa wa kwa Israel wa wale tula kwa wanga. Ichongo cha kwe, cha wange chongo cha mesh ayengi, nechalo cha wuta kubuka cha wa kwe.
So we know that this refers, you know, the sound, the voice of many waters represent the spirit.
Ichichile langa chunda cha mesh ayengi,
We find that this is also mentioned in Revelation. The multitude of their voice was like many waters. So in Revelation chapter
19,
we find that those who were in heaven. Those who were in heaven, the 144,000 who have been redeemed from the earth,
144,000
it seems that they were able to speak the language of God. In fact, you know, that is a description which talks about their prayer. So you find that yes, there are two periods. You know that the apostolic church has been corrupted. That's why the church of God, the end time true church, has to reappear. So you find that this kind of comparisons or this kind of descriptions are pretty common in the Old Testament scriptures. You know, obviously, when the end time true church emerges, God will do whatever he can to ensure that this church, the second temple, will not be destroyed. So you find that again, it points to the two periods of the church. I want to turn to Micah. Micah chapter 3. Read verse 12. Micah is after Jonah.
Micah ewa konka upadi yona.
And it's before Nahum.
Kai ewa ripanuma yakwa Nahum.
So we look at chapter 3. Micah chapter 3, we look at verse 12.
Micah chapter 3, verse 12.
Therefore, because of you, Zion shall be plowed like a field, Jerusalem shall become heaps of ruins, and the mountain of the temple are the bare hills of the forest.
Na parichi, pamuranduwa imwe, sione luka limwa, nge chilime, ne Jerusalem ukawa komwina wafita.
Yesterday we talked about Zion. What is Zion? What does Zion represent? Remember, I gave you the verses. Zion represents
Zion. Yeah,
the church,
we look at
Psalms 74. Psalm 74.
Psalm 74, verse 2.
Remember your congregation which you have purchased of all, the tribe of your inheritance, which you have redeemed, this Mount Zion where you have dwelt. So Mount Zion refers to a group of people whom God has redeemed.
Irumba lya bantu yolesa apokolola nango akususha.
So you find that this Mount Zion, according to Micah chapter 3,
ngatwamana mu Micah chapter 3 ululupira zone,
shall be plowed like a field, shall be destroyed.
Ka ukona ulwa.
So we begin the questions.
How
can the church of God be destroyed? If Zion is the community of God, then how can she cease from being in existence in the world? This is quite unthinkable. But this is the plan of God, isn't it?
Now,
why is it that Zion shall be destroyed?
When
you read from verse 9 onwards, here it talks about the leaders and rulers in Zion.
There
were utterly corrupted.
They
even built up Zion with bloodshed.
If you
look at history, we find that after all the apostles died, after about 200 or 300 years down the line, you find that Christianity began to spread very fast. But how did Christianity expand? On many occasions, we find that it was through bloodshed. Just like the Crusaders. They went around conquering lands and countries and nations. In the name of building up Christianity. In fact, in the process, many were killed. This one it left behind a very bad legacy. We said the side effect is still very much felt there, especially amongst the Muslims.
Now,
if you look at chapter 4 of Micah, it talks about this Mount Zion is going to be re-established. It shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills. So you find that, yeah? Zion was destroyed once, and Zion came into existence again. So quite clearly, there are only two periods of times. So in the time of the apostle and also in our end time. Micah chapter 4, verse 8. And you, O tower of the flock, the stronghold of the daughter of Zion, to you shall it come. Even the former dominion shall come, the kingdom of the daughter of Jerusalem.
Newe welu pungulwa mukuni, we mupiri wa mwana kashisione, kuliwe kesa. Kukeso kuteka kwa ntanshi ubufumu wa mwana kashi Yerusalemu.
Here it talks about the former dominion.
Apa ilela ntumulandu wakubapu kwa lukucha.
So we find that this former dominion meaning in the past when Zion has this dominion, is this power.
Apa ilela ntukuchila chupakuba lafe awe zoni adikweta mutanga nanshi.
Obviously, when Zion was overthrown, this dominion vanished with it.
Iyo chine chine zoni atimfiwe ayamaka yalipwile.
However, God is going to give back this dominion to Zion.
Awe lesa anokweksha ayamaka kuli zone.
This one is quite. It's quite clear that there are two periods of times. So in which the church would emerge. So it's the emergence, yeah? There are many examples. Now, I think I want to mention one thing here. Because I think this is quite puzzling. Because many Christians also say that they have the presence of God in their life.
Once when a priest was chilled, I had to
Today, to be honest, where can we find Jesus? I think we need to look at it in this way. To find Jesus, we must first find the truth. To find Jesus, we must first find His church. Some people just say that, oh, see, Jesus is in my life, even though they do not even have the truth. I want to read 1 Corinthians chapter
3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3,
we read verse 11.
Chapter 3, verse 11.
For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ.
Pantutakuri uingavi kecha kula pochimbi pamone chibi.
So there's only one foundation. That's why we say the church only has one foundation. This foundation has already been laid. Laid this foundation? Jesus Christ.
Yes, O Christ.
Who is this foundation? Jesus Christ.
Yes, O Christ.
So quite clearly, everything is done by Jesus Christ. I want to read Isaiah.
If I dwell in Isaiah, the Messiah.
We read chapter
28. To Isaiah
28, verse 16. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, Behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily.
Muna nini na wike cha kula po musione iliwe 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 ilia la wulwa ilia pa chifutu ilia umo mutengo edi ilia cha kula po ilia wikwe cha kula po ekutila cha chinka takafulu mbane.
We know that this stone here refers to Jesus. He is called a tri stone. A precious stone. The cornerstone. The sure foundation. The way is it laid? Meaning the foundation of the church of the truth can only be found in where? The church of God.
Emukuchira mfula wa lukuta lwa chino kwa Yesu lwa kwa Yesu Kristu linga sangwa afi ndo linga sangwa afi muzione mulukutalwa kwa lesa.
No other place can we find what this foundation.
Tapari kunche ndi kumbetu nga sanga mfula nango chakula kuchimbi.
You know, sometimes people questions.
Mshitemi wantua mwale pshokutila.
It seems that God is not very fair.
Wati lesa, daya na dawa imeyo, tani wino.
You know, such a complaint is the result of not having understood the plan of God.
Ukuku ilishanya ni pamulandu wa ukana ishiwana, ukana iluka, mapange ya kwa lesa.
For us who have known this truth,
kweba ishiwechi nechi,
we should be what? We should be overjoyed.
Fetwa kwa tinsansa,
we turn to Psalms 118.
Tumuna mkwai amalumbo 118. Amalumbo 118.
We read verse 22 to verse 24.
118 verse 22 to 24.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in your eyes. This is the day the Lord was made. We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Chapter 118, verse 22.
Here we are told that we should be rejoicing. Why? Because this is the marvelous deed of God. In fact, this is the day that the Lord has made. Because now Zion, what? This foundation has been laid in Zion. So for us to know Jesus, we must know that.
Truth.
So I think this is so important, isn't it? There is no other foundation. Apart from the foundation that has been laid in the church, which is the truth. We know that this foundation and this cornerstone also refers to Jesus, right?
Today,
if I ask you, where can you find Jesus? In the church of God, in the community of God. Return to Psalms 132.
Natumone mu amalumbo 102. two.
1:32.
Sorry. 1:32. Amalumbo 1:32.
Psalms 1:32, we read verse 13 and verse 14.
We're in the verse 13 or 14.
Psalms 1:32, verse 13 and verse 14.
Amalumbo 1:32, verse 13 or 14.
Now, here it says, "For the Lord has chosen Zion, he has desired for his dwelling place. This is my resting place forever. Here I will dwell, for I have desired it."
Pantu Yehova asala sione, aufwayo ube, uwekalo wakwe, atila pano epa tusha pandi pepe, pano epo kekala pantu naufwaya.
So you see that God has chosen as Zion to be his own dwelling place.
That is the plan of God.
So we should be rejoicing. Why? Because this is the will of God. Also want you to read Joel. Joel, we read chapter 3. Sorry. It's mine. Joel chapter 3.
Joel chapter 3.
Joel chapter 3, we read verse 17.
Joel chapter 3, verse 17.
Chapter 3, verse 17.
Joel chapter 3, verse 17.
So you shall know that I am the Lord your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then Jerusalem shall be holy, and no alien shall ever pass through her again.
Edo mukeshwo kuti nine Yehova lesa wenu uwaikala musione mulupilu randiwa mushilo edo Yerusalemu akawowa mushilo navambibambita waka pitemo kabiri.
We all claim that we know the Lord God, isn't it?
Was it still a not mushwai Yehova Lesa?
If I ask you,
Nenami Pishe,
do you know his dwelling place?
Mwashwechi Diabo Mweka Lama?
Where is his dwelling place?
Mwanchinde Mweka Nmui?
Do you know Jesus?
Namushwa Yesu Mwa?
You know Jesus?
Namushwa Yesu.
Do you know where he dwelt?
Namushwa Kwekala?
Eh?
Wakana Adawe. Musione.
Do you know Zion?
Musione.
Very good, very good.
Ichine chine, chisu mecho.
What is Zion?
Gasione, chishi. Look at that. Church.
It was soon up your team. So, what is Zion?
Zion is a queen. Now we saw the chinshi.
Church.
Lukuta.
Very good. So,
Jesus.
So God lived in the church, huh?
Tanshi lesa ekala nurukuta vati.
Now, which church?
Lukuta anshi. Through Jesus' church.
You ready, sir?
Can
you see now? He said we know Jesus. But where does he live? We read the same chapter.
Verse 21.
For I will acquit them of the guilt of bloodshed whom I have not acquitted. For the Lord dwells in Zion.
Kaviri umuropo wawo mkaringo wakaere wo shari ingire wakaere icho Yehova aikala msione.
Now, even when we talk about the quitting of sin,
you have to
come to Zion. If you are not here in Zion, can your sin be forgiven? No.
You understand
what I'm saying? Very clear in the Old Testament
scripture.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, you know, some people may say to you, Matthew chapter 24, verse 23. Then if anyone says to you, look, here is the Christ, or they do not believe it.
Lidiango muntu akatila kuri imwe monene Kristu alipano. Nalimo alipalia mwisumina.
He said, look, here is the Christ.
Bala that you Kristu uyu aliapa.
There.
Kuria.
Do not believe it.
Mwika sumina yo.
Why?
Mulandushi.
Because we know Jesus is in the
Pantu alichukuta Yesu alimurukuta lwakwe.
In which church?
Murukuta lwisa. TJC murukuta lwakwe lwa TJC.
Sometimes you find that all these people, they can perform great miracles.
Kutumwa muna bantu aba bonsinkuta shose chitefisunkshono ifipapwa.
Let's say today you are sick.
Ngachakuti lelo mwa lwala.
You pray here in the church.
Mwa pepa ile murukuta.
Let's say you are not healed.
And outside
there, there's a church.
Can heal people. Will
you go
to that
church?
Will you
go to that church?
Mukayako.
You sure?
Chini chini fye.
Your illness is not healed.
Tamunda piweyo, kitamwakaye furumukero no kuya kweyo.
That church can heal.
Pantumachiwa tukwe, kwe na koko yoko vare unda pa, tamwakaye ko.
Will you go?
Mukayama?
No. You sure?
Chine?
Yes, sometimes God wants to test us. Sometimes God wants to test us.
Ipanjitemo satana, sorry, lezala tuesha.
To build up our faith.
Mulandushu, kota tia tuesha chitikelo chesu.
To trust in God.
Chetekala mulesa.
Now, I want to look at verse 26.
Departmona verse 26.
Therefore, if they said to you, look, he is in the desert, do not go out, or look, he is in the inner rooms, do not believe it.
Mwana ningali matololo, mwika yako kawiri ngali mkati yanganda, mwika chisumina.
Right, now, you don't have to worry, where Christ is.
Mwifuita mfuile mwasa kamana, oko Yesu ali.
Christ is here.
Christ ali muno.
Christ is in our heart.
Kristu ali mumutima Yesu.
He has come in the form of the Holy Spirit.
Naisa mumuchi pashe cha mpashiu wa mshilo.
This is the faith that we need to have in God.
Ite tetikelo tufwe tuwa kwa atamuni lesa.
You understand what I'm saying?
Na chumfika mwachondela ndamua.
So to find the foundation,
wakuta msangu mfula nangu wapa kula, wapa kula.
You need to come to the church.
Mfile mwaisa murukuta.
So to find the truth, you need to come to the church. To find
Jesus,
you need to come to the church. So that you can receive what? The forgiveness of sin.
Right?
Any question? I'm sure. About the church?
My wicked emotion. But with my son for good and school about a book, it's an agreement to me, Pepper, which not quite yes, because burn my son up because I'm up here. One for what I'm on the part in Munumin. Epicene. I shouldn't figure fair wind.
Is that clear
for
you now?
Yeah.
Right. That's why don't be deceived by people. How many of you have received the Holy Spirit here in the church? Raise your hand. Timothy, you need to pray harder.
vatimwe kuti mufure mwapepesha sana.
You know, sometimes you need to pray harder because sometimes God is going to test you, test your patience.
Paishitaimo vesa kuti aisha kutekanya kwenu nubu mufure mwapepera sana sana.
You know, my daughter, she prayed for many years.
Mwana wavo apepe kwa miaka ingi.
She was born into the church.
Ashariwe mulukuta.
She received the Holy Spirit last year.
Ayo napoke mwa mpashi wa mchiro uyu mwaka wapo pa pita miaka 19.
No. Ai. 18.
Miaka 18.
She just turned 19 at the time.
Apai se ya piruke fave akwate miaka 19 mpashi wa mchiro yapoke na mpang.
I think she had been praying for 5-6 years.
Ndeswira kufuma kwakufyarwa kwakwe alepepera pamiaka kwati 5 na 6 years alepepera pofi.
You know, all her RE classmates received the Holy Spirit.
Vonse vananko mukirasi yava RE vose varipokere mupashi wa mushiro.
Only her.
Wenefia hawe chinomu.
She did not receive.
Tapokere kuropoka.
Also very sad.
Chachabula ndekuri wena.
Thank God that she was very persistent in praying.
Tatotela kulesa pakdale kene yakonkenya mushale pepafie.
Every night, you know, my wife prayed together with them for about 15 to 20 minutes.
Ubushiku bonse chila ubushiku abakashibabo bakolonganika abana babo nokupepa pama palestine 15 and 20 minutes bale pepafie.
So one day when I went home, I returned home.
Ubushiku mo ile babwelele kumwabo.
So that night, you know, the whole family, my family, all of us were praying.
Thank God that
she was given the Holy Spirit very
heavily. So as
long as you have the heart to pray, you will know.
When
you pray, you need to concentrate.
When
you receive the Spirit,
it's
like confirmation from God, you know, to tell you that this is the true church.
That's
why we always ask, we always encourage our brothers and sisters to pray hard for the Holy Spirit. God is a faithful God, He does not lie. We also know that His promises cannot be broken. So continue to pray.
Yes.
I believe very much. I will not go anywhere to worship the Lord. I was sick, even my preacher here knows that I was very sick last year. She was suffering from dizziness.
Yeah.
At one time, Brother Musonda said, "No, just take her and get hold of her because she is feeling dizzy." Others were saying, "Can you take her to somewhere, a place known as Kwa Mwelua, Mr. Mwelua, praise, eh?
Voice of God."
But it's in a jawe, Shayeko.
I don't
understand. She refused to go
there.
She never took any medication. She only believed and trusted that to say God Himself will heal her. Thank you very much.
This is the power of God.
Maka ya kwalesa.
So if you have faith, you have God willing, you can be healed.
Ngana mpata fiche tika, aku nda piwa fiche, wino wino fiche.
Sorry. Any other question?
Nga ini pusho limbi. Ewa, namana banka shpamu kushpata mga chiti. Landen.
Ah, na lini shnachila isa.
Much as she was coming. As she was coming, all of a sudden she felt a pain in the yes, in the belly, in the stomach. Mr. Bandeya told her to say, don't go to any person's place here. Let's just go till we reach the church, that's all. And upon arriving here, she's completely healed. Hallelujah.
Any other question?
Nangupanga balikweli pushi na limbi. Kabe nge pushi yange na mkwataka mepisho.
You are free to ask questions, any questions.
Muli abantu ngwa ukwi pushi yedi pushi yedi yonse. Most of the people ask her to say, why do you worship on Saturday?
Oh. What is your answer?
What did you say to them? She says that's what is written in the Bible. So we have to worship on Sabbath.
Where is it?
Remember, tell him about Pesa. She says the chapters she does not know very well. That's why I want you to teach me. Want to teach her.
Can I leave it to him when next time when he comes and he teach you?
Nacha nashila kuiba kupiunga ukutati. Iyomke eba fili ba misambirisha. Ama chapter number version sifo kutati. Mkaka nishuwa mkwishuwa. Echo mpepe pabushukuwa pachivelushi.
Okay, we turn to Matthew.
Jesus, man, naturalmente o papa não, naturalmente muito pouco é Mateo.
Matthew, we read chapter 28.
Muito Mateo chapter 28.
Matthew chapter 28.
Mateo chapter 28.
We read verse 1.
We're going to verse 1.
Now after the Sabbath, as the first day of the week began to dawn, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb.
Nomba pakupwa kwesabata ilo vulecha ubwantanshuwa mulungu kwa ishe Maria umwina Magadala na Maria uyo umbi kukumoneshishi.
There are 2 days mentioned here.
Parish kushiviri ishoselwepwa pa.
Is it also?
Efefine mwa.
The first one is the Sabbath day.
Wushkuwa kubalanda poli sabata.
And the second is the first day.
Kaviri wushkuwa konka pubushkubantanshi.
2 separate days.
Parish kushinga shiviri isharekanishkuwa fe bueno bueno.
Is it after the Sabbath?
Iriyo isabata lya pita.
Meaning after the Sabbath day has gone.
Mkutira iriyo isabata lya pita lya fuma.
And then the first day of the week.
Iriyo wushkuwa tanshi wata pita ukwisa nishkubulecha.
Is it also?
Efefine mwa.
No, after the Sabbath had gone and that became the first day.
Iriyo isabata lya pita lya pwile. Iriyo kwa ishiri nomba wushkuwa tanshi wa mulongo.
Is the first day the Sabbath day?
Wushewu. Vushe vushikubante anshuwa mulungu. Esabata mwa? Kulingarifia mwa mfwa.
After the Sabbath has gone.
Iro esabata liyapita. Eri nombo vushikubante anshuwa wa isa.
So it's the first day, the Sabbath day.
Vushe vushikubante anshuwa mulungu. Vushikubante esabata mwa? Awe.
Okay, just like. After Monday has gone and then it comes Tuesday.
Tuletile. Mbande ya pita elwa esenomba pali chibiri.
So is Tuesday Monday?
Ushemu shukuba alenga chibiri e Monday Tuesday wati ni mwa? Awe.
You understand what I'm saying? The Bible is very clear, isn't it?
Bible ilande fe pabwe lo.
Which day was Jesus raised?
Nga Yesu abukepa ushikuishi.
The first day of the week.
Ushikuante achwa mulunga elintu Yesu abukepa makubafwa.
Is that also?
Efefine mwa?
Yeah.
Efyo.
Return to Mark.
Na kuwele mukatimo limuri Mariko. Chapter 16, verse 9.
So Jesus rose on the first day of the week. In our day, which day is it? Sunday. Okay, now if first day is Sunday,
Nipasondo.
So Sabbath day is which day?
Kashi Sabata nini rani?
Saturday. Okay. Now so after Saturday has gone and it came what? Sunday.
Iwe Sabata ya pitile, ilewa ishile numba sondo na ngubushu kubantanshi kwa mulungu.
Can we say Sunday is the Sabbath?
Ushukutu atilati sondo ya wa numba isabata mwa?
No.
Awe.
Okay, we look at read one more verse.
Tumwe nikawe na verse ya imbi.
We read Mark chapter 16 verse 1 and 2. Verse 2.
Mark.
Yeah, Mark 16 verse 1 and 2.
Tumwe na Mariko chapter 16 verse 1 and 2. Na 2.
Now when the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him.
Kavire pakupito. Kavire pakupitapo isabata Maria umwina Magdala na Maria nyina wakwa Yakobo na Salome vashitire ifya chena tsuma ukuti vaye vamusuve.
Now verse 2.
Verse 2.
Very early in the morning on the first day of the week.
Nomba ulu akachelo chelo pavushiku wantanshuwa mulungu.
Okay, now the Sabbath was passed.
Yisabata yapita.
And now early in the morning on the first day.
Kumachacha pavushiku wantanshuwa mulungu.
My question is the same. It's the same question again.
Ilipushwa ndini, ilipushwa rimori.
Is Sabbath on the first day?
She Sabbath day. We did pass on the one.
No.
Awe.
Can you see now? So clear.
Mama, na chifepe pabuelo.
And you know, many Christians say, "What the Sabbath is on Sunday."
Bambebebebe na Christmas tira tawe Sabbath day. Ya isani pass on do.
Is that correct?
She chishin kama?
It's not correct.
Awe.
So, sister, next time use these verses.
Kan shivankashi. Muom shama verish nama chapter yaya.
The last chapter of Matthew and the last chapter of Mark.
Mateo chapter ya kulekelesha na Mariko chapter ya kulekelesha.
Last chapter always the first two verses.
Yonsefi ma chapter ya bidaya. Ama verse yakubatambira kufeyelia 1 and 2 ya bilie yelia.
Okay, I want you to turn to Genesis.
Yapatumone mukutendeka.
Genesis, we read chapter 2.
Mukutendeka chapter 2.
Genesis chapter 2.
Mukutendeka chapter 2.
Now we read verse 2 and verse 3.
Velenge chapter verse 2 na 3.
Verse 2.
Verse 2.
And on the seventh day, God ended his work which he had done, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done.
Mubushku wa chine lubali emolesa apushishe mirimo yakwe iyo achitire.
Verse 3. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because in it he rested from all his work which God had created and made.
Echolesa apalile ushukubwa chine rubari no kushisha pantumuli ubo emo atushe kumilimo ya kweyonse iolesa alengele no kuichita.
Now, what did God do on the seventh day? First, he ended his work. Second, he rested on the seventh day. And third, he blessed the seventh day. And the fourth, he sanctified the seventh day.
Now,
just take the third point here. He blessed the seventh day. There is a blessing given
there, yeah?
For those who keep the seventh day. Now, you know, if you keep the seventh day, you are able to find rest. You are able to enter into not your own rest, but the rest of God. According to Hebrews, then you shall be blessed by God. You understand what I'm saying? So blessing is given. So today, if you do not keep the seventh day, what blessing do you have? You have nothing. Not only that, you find that you are not able to enter into the kingdom of God. You understand what I'm saying? Right? So, you know, on the Sabbath, we need to find rest and enter into the rest of God.
Alright,
we look at Hebrews. Hebrews, we read chapter 4.
Chapter 4.
We read verse 8 to verse 10.
Verse 8 and 10, Vahevere.
Hebrews chapter 4, verse 8 to verse 10.
Vahevere chapter 4, verse 8 and 10.
For if Joshua here refers to Jesus, Greek Joshua in Greek means Jesus, same as Hebrew Joshua.
Yoshua pilot which Greek Yeshua Yeshuine.
Now so Jesus has given them rest.
What rest is he talking
about?
Ngakutusha kwalela ndapo kuisa
pamzambo chani. About the day of rest. Now, quite clearly, it refers to the Sabbath day rest. Now, verse 9. There remains, therefore, a rest for the people of God. There is a future rest for us. Why? Because we are the people of God. Verse 10. For he who has entered his rest has himself also ceased from his works, as God did from his.
Iro aingira mukutusha kwakwe wene atusha na kumilimo yakwe. If you fine nalesa atushe kumilimo yakwe ine.
Now, so he refers to us, yeah, who has entered his rest, God's rest. Therefore, we must cease from our work as God did from his. Now, when did God cease his work? On the seventh day of
the
month. Is that also? Yeah. That's why for those who keep the seventh day Sabbath, then they are given this hope of entering into the future rest. Is that clear? Yeah?
Chamfuika?
Any question?
Ili pisho nga me pisho?
Any other question?
Pisho nga me pisho na ya migepo ya di mkwai.
There's one part of the name that was in the question from her. She said, you know, many people asked her, why do you worship on
Saturday?
You see, the thing is that because the seventh commandment is one of the ten commandments.
Bantu ngatwalolesha vushiku vwa sabata na kwafipope pama kwafipope ikumi chipope chalinga vune ilanga pavushiku vwa sabata.
God himself has not changed the fourth commandment, the seventh commandment.
Leso mwine tapirula na ngokufumiapo chipope chalinga vune jichirela ndi pavushiku vwa sabata iyo.
Actually, when you look at the Old Testament scriptures,
ichine chine nga mwamwona mfya lembwa na ngumba lembo mchipengo chakale.
We're going to turn to Exodus.
Okay,
we turn to Exodus. Chapter 20, yeah?
Chapter 20.
We are told what? To keep the Sabbath commandment, right? For example, in verse 8, all the way down to verse 11. Here it talks about keeping the what? Sabbath.
Right?
Now, if you read for example, in the book of Psalms,
Ecclesiastes,
we read Psalms chapter 1 first. Chapter 128, Psalms
128, Amarumbo 128.
What is the following thing? Okay, we read Psalms 103. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep it from covenant, and to those who remember his commandments to do them. It talks about God's blessing with those who keep his commandments.
And
his mercy shall be with God, his people who keep the commandments. We turn to Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes. We read verse 13.
Okay. We read in chapter 1.
12,
chapter 12, 13. Lokala Milandu, chapter 12, verse 13.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandment, for this is man's all.
Verse 13.
So the Old Testament scriptures tell us about keeping the commandment.
Chipingo chake ni chiretwe ba kuba kama funde ya kwalesa.
Now let's come to the New Testament.
Na tuye mchipingo chipya.
We turn to Matthew chapter 19.
Mwene mwili Matthew chapter 19.
We read verse 17.
Na verse 17, 19, 17.
19 verse 17.
Matthew chapter 19 verse 17.
Why do you call me good? No one is good but one that is God. But if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments.
Now atile kuri wene nga chinshi wa ipusha ine ulwa chisuma. Umo emusuma. Lelo nga wafwayo kuingila umweo vaka amafunde.
So for us to enter into life,
we
need to keep the commandment. So the commandment includes what? The fourth commandment. Now let's look at what the apostle said.
We
turn to 1 John. Chapter 2.
We read
verse 3 and verse 4.
Verse 3.
Now by this we know that we know Him if we keep His commandments.
Kabiri kuri ichi eko twa ishibilo kuti twari muishiva ngatwaba kama funde yako.
Meaning, if a person does not keep his commandment, he does not know God.
Mukutila nga umuntu taba kama funde yako alesa tamuishiva alesa. Vatin.
Now verse 4.
Verse 4.
He who says, I know Him, meaning I know God, and does not keep His commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
Utila nari muishiva. Kabiri amafunde yakwe tabaka wakufi kabiri muri wene ichi inete mwaba.
Who is a liar?
Wakufi hapa ni nani?
We cannot always say Satan is a liar.
Techu yos tulande fek satane wakufi yawe.
Surely he is the source of all life.
Chachi nene chuko ya wakufi.
But who is a liar?
Mulero wakufi ni nani?
Those who do not keep the command.
Abu mwonseba shiba kama funde ya kwaleza.
You know, sometimes when we go to other Sunday churches,
They
always say, Satan is liar.
Satan is a liar.
Those who do not keep the commandments are also liars. Just like, you know, what Jesus said. These people, they lie. So their father is Satan.
Neshibo is Satan.
So we need to keep the commandments.
Right
now, you find that right before the coming of Christ. If you don't keep the commandments, people will not attack you. If you keep the commandments, they will attack you. We read Revelation. Revelations chapter 12. We read verse 17. Revelations chapter 12, verse 17. Now, and the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God, and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
At kavi chimwene chari nechipu, pa mwanakashi nokuya kukulwa, Nava sherefo kufyashiwa umwana kashi aba baka amafundi ya kwalesa no kukwato bunte wa kwa Yesu.
According to the Bible, the dragon here is Satan.
Chimwe nako kulingana na Bible ni Shetani.
This woman refers to the church.
Uyu mwana kashapa yami nako ulukuta.
We find that Satan is going to attack the church of God.
Ule mwana kuta Shetani alinoku pakasa ulukuta lo kwalesa.
Attack her offspring.
Nabana bakwe pamo.
Those who are still alive.
Aba chinno moyo.
You and I.
Imwena ine.
Because we keep the commandments of God.
Kantu bakama fundi ya kwalesa.
So Satan will come and attack.
Kanishi Satana kesa mkubi paka
sana. You won't keep the commandments.
Mitamule bakama fundi ya kwalesa.
You are a liar.
Ah, mwili babu.
You are just like him.
Mwili mwina mwili ngana wene.
Friend.
Chibusa, chibusa.
No problem.
Tapari yungu afya.
Is that not true?
Tejofi ne mwa?
Yeah.
Echo.
That's why you keep the commandment.
Echo murefu akuba kila mafunde.
No more friend.
Tabui muchimusa na wene.
Thank you.
Alkumi pakasa.
Now we read chapter 14.
Verengem chapter 14.
Revelation chapter 14. Yeah.
Usokolo chapter 14.
We read verse 12.
Verse 12.
Yeah. 14 verse 12.
14 verse 12.
Here is the patience of the saints. Here are those who keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus.
Pano efali ukushipikisha kwaba mushiro ababa kama fundi ya kwalesa no kutetekera kwa kuri Yesu.
Now again he says, yeah, if we show that we truly have patience in God, we must keep the commandments of God to the end. What are you going to do if everyone, you know, is laughing at you? You see the whole village, everyone worship on Sunday. And you are the only one.
You have your way, cast your off.
Now walk to the True Jesus Church.
You are TJC.
To worship on Saturday.
No,
what are you
going to
do? What are you going to do?
Just give them a check, the reference.
It's all in the Bible. But you can keep the Sabbath, Satan will attack. That's for sure. He can come from anyone. So you must be very firm in your own belief. Is it okay?
Just
an
addition to
her.
We are Christians. We need to follow the customs of Jesus Christ. According to the book of Luke chapter 4,
verse 16.
The Bible reads verse 16. So he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up. And his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up to read.
Kabila aishire ku Nazareti pamunga kokwa kulile kai pamunga fyomwata wakwe wali aingire mu synagogue mukupepa nokura mukuverenga.
Yes, Jesus is the Son of God.
Yesu mwana wa kwaleza.
At the same time is God.
Kai nilesa wine.
And being the Son of God,
na ukuba umwana wa kwaleza,
submissive to the commandment of the Father.
Aliwa kunakila kumafunde ya kwa wishi.
So whatsoever Jesus did,
chose cho Yesu achitile,
it was an example which he gave us, which we should supposed to follow. If I am a Christian, if I love Jesus, commit my life unto him, I need to follow the custom of Jesus.
So
Jesus on the Sabbath day he went into the synagogue.
And Jesus
and he stood up and read. Not only one day. That was his custom.
Verse 31.
Then he went down to Capernaum. A seat of
Galilee,
and was teaching them on the Sabbath. Jesus did not change any commandment. So for this is our duty as a children of God to be submissive and obedient to the commandment of God.
Awe nisho Yesu yakutia tukifetwa aba kunakila kumafunde na kufipa upetwa kwa lesa.
Second point, if we love him, what should we do?
Tukifetwa shitapi nshi.
John chapter 15.
Mwile wane chapter 15. Kisungu cha mzambi nga tuwali mulava. Chapter 15.
John chapter 15, verse 10. Jesus is saying that if you keep my commandments, you abide in me, my love. You abide in my love, and just as I have kept my Father's commandments. And abide in his love.
Verse 12.
This is my commandment. That you love one another and as I have loved you. But my emphasis in verse 10. I cannot say that I love Jesus if I do not keep his commandments. So we need all to keep the commandment of the Lord Jesus Christ. And the commandment of Jesus Christ is the commandment of God. Jesus is God.
Yesu elesa wine. Na Mateo chapter 5 verse 17 mumu inatila chani babelengu wakapyunga hapo.
Mateo chapter
5 verse 17 patila chani. What does it say? Matthew chapter 5 verse 17.
Do not think that I came to destroy the law or the prophets.
Nshaisa mukona ula wakasasemana ngwama funde.
I did not come to destroy.
Nshaisa mukona ula yo.
But to fulfill.
Lemu kufikirisha.
Okay, we can also read Acts of the Apostles.
Kai kutuwawe lenga na mmilimo ya batumwa.
To follow on what has just been said.
Kongapo fie, fie asoswa.
We read chapter 17 of Acts.
Chapter 17, ya mimo ya batumwa.
Here it talks about even the apostles that kept the Sabbath.
Kavi la pana baba tumwa na wo baba kile ushkuwe sabata.
Again, yeah, this we find that this is also their custom.
Kai wari mwata wabo.
We read verse 17. Verse 2.
Chapter 17, verse 2.
Then Paul, as his custom was, went into them, and for three Sabbath, consecutive Sabbaths, reasoned with them from the Scriptures.
Awe Paulo, umawelo mwata wakwe, aingile umuvali, na pama sabata ya chatum, alape, alepa, ale, alape, lulushanya, na voifia mumalembo.
you find that the custom of Paul was is similar to the custom of Christ. So on the Sabbath here it referred to the 7-day Sabbath. So he went into the synagogue. You know, some people said, because Jesus, you know, were amongst the Jews. Even the apostles were with the Jews. That's why on the Sabbath, naturally, they went into the synagogue. Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16. Now they came to a place called Philippi where there was no synagogue mentioned.
We read verse 13.
And on the seventh day, we went out of the cedar to the riverside where prayer was customarily made, and we sat down and spoke to the women who were
there.
So they came to a place where no synagogue is mentioned. They went to the riverside. There's no mention of men attending the prayer. Only women. Apart from the two workers. You understand what I'm saying? So, because this is their custom. So on the Sabbath, even though there was no place to assemble together, together they still kept the Sabbath.
Now
they said there's no chapel here. You can assemble under the mango tree. Is that not true? We keep the Sabbath. You know, in some places and during the early days of the church. There's no chapel. Why
are you
going to be there? We have services under a mango tree. It's true. We gather together to keep the Sabbath. So we cannot say, oh, this is the custom of the Jew. Because when they went to the Gentiles' land, they did the same. They observed the Sabbath. Why did they observe? Because it is one of the Ten Commandments.
Okay. I just want to ask in the same place, John chapter 2.
The Fanunde Kokavidi, Nelebunavidimbimuriwaniwane chapter 2.
According to what the church is teaching us.
Kulingana nepyo wa shima pepo wale tusambilisha 1 Yohane chapter 2.
But me I'll read verse 7.
Lelo inendewe lenga mpando wacha lenga chine lubali.
Connect to verses 3 and 4.
Tulunde ko verse 3 na 4.
Brethren, that is the 7.
Verse 7.
Brethren, I write no new commandment to you.
But an old
commandment which you have
heard
from the beginning.
The
old commandment is the word which you heard from the beginning.
We
have heard that the Sabbath was there before. the law. And it was in, being added in the commandment of Moses at Mount
Sinai.
So this is not a new commandment.
It's
a commandment which we need also to abide with and to follow even today. For us to enter the
kingdom of God.
Okay.
Jesus.
Do you have any final question to us?
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.